the lesson from Romans chapter 8. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Battle and warfare, death and destruction, maybe don't seem to be our everyday life. But we fight a battle every day against our selfish and sinful desires. We struggle because of danger and disappointment all around us. Lord, have mercy, but someday we may become part of that noble army of martyrs, like our dear brothers and sisters around the world who, even now, are being put to death because they are Christians. This struggle continues without pause until our Lord Jesus returns on Judgment Day. On earth, we call the church militant, because we fight and struggle against Satan, self, and sinful world. If you sinned today, and you did, you lost. We will always lose if it is up to us. We must, in a sense, give up on ourselves. But there's an irony. We cannot win this battle at all. And so God sends Christ to battle for us, to be the conqueror, our hero who defeats death and devil and disease. We lose, but in Christ we win. But then Satan comes and tries to take that salvation away from us again. And St. Paul says, Satan will make use of anything and everything to lure us away, to lure us away from Christ. He'll use death and life and spiritual powers, things now, future things, high things, deep things, every created thing. But when we keep our eyes on Christ, when we see him lifted up on the cross, crushing the serpent's head, then we trust and are assured that God rescues and delivers us again to eternal life, forgiving our sins, washing us clean, accepting us as his dear people. Christ, the stronger man, is armed with the powerful and divine weapons, weapons of grace and mercy that forgive and restore and make us alive again. This is when Paul says, neither life nor death nor anything else can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Christ overcame the sharpness of death so that we might have life. He opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers so that we look forward to that victory celebration waiting for us in paradise. With that comfort and humble assurance, we are strengthened each day to battle on and joyfully sing the praises of him who died that we might live. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.
us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doing, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and ever.